Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone.
My name's Clay Tatum, and again, I'm not sorry about the volume earlier. I'm all juiced up.
On tooth juice.
Well, on ivermectin. Because I've been saying bad things about Rod in the intros, but I've been stopping lately because last week he threatened me with a gun, and this week he's threatened me with COVID. He says he has COVID on him, and he's going to give it to me if I say anything bad, which I didn't, but just to be safe, I took ivermectin, and then we also have Wit here.
Ivermectin, barely knew him.
Sure, okay.
And what is ivermectin, what's it supposed to do?
It's a antiviral thing for if you have if your horse has worms, or for it cures river blindness in people.
What's river blindness?
You swim too much, and you can't see.
I'm sure it's just.
Do you understand what I mean by that? That
is. It seems like something that's for parasites.
It's an anti-parasitic, is what it is.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that help with COVID.
Some people say it does, some people say it doesn't.
Okay, it doesn't seem like it
should. So did he just talk about that on his podcast or something? And that's why everybody...
Well, he had someone on his podcast. We're not going to talk about Joe Rogan for long, gang. He had someone on his podcast, Brett Weinbach.
Yeah, our friend Brett Weinbach.
Yeah. And he had Brent Weinbach on. And Brent Weinbach is a big proponent of
horse
vaccine
medicine?
Hesitancy. Ah. And in lieu of the vaccine, he wants you to take ivermectin, which at the time there were studies showing it was 100% perfect. And people are like, 100%? That doesn't seem right. Like, no drug is 100%. And it turned out it was a flawed study. But... in Japan right now, they're doing ivermectin, but it's like only good if you are sick and you get early enough before you get really sick. It might show some signs, but they don't really know. And as a measure to prevent COVID, that a lot of these people going to horse stores buying horse paste, they don't know what they're doing, and it's not a preventative measure right now. And the people who make ivermectin say, this is not for COVID. As of right now, we're doing studies, but as of right now, can't recommend it. But Texas doctors in Texas are big fans because they're red-pilled on vaccines.
Even doctors.
Doctors are fucking stupid.
Some doctors can be red-pilled on the vaccines.
What do they think? These red-pillers.
You see this new Matrix trailer?
No.
It's really cool.
Dude, this fucking website that
the website's
doing,
really cool. It rocks.
Fucking rips, dude.
Wait, they made a website just for the Matrix trailer?
Yeah.
For the teaser of the Matrix
trailer. This is for the teaser of the trailer. The trailer, I think, comes out today.
Wait,
tomorrow.
Do you see Keanu in it?
Yeah, you see him a little bit.
Does he look... What kind of haircut does he have?
You're not going to believe it?
Bald as a dog?
Bald as a dog.
Really?
And he's on all fours barking for some...
Clay, you're messing with me.
It depends on which pill you take.
Yeah.
Wait, what is
there's
his
three
hair
pills.
Looking like? Because he has a lot of different cool hair options.
Wait, you need to stop talking.
Okay.
There's three pills.
What's up?
Red pill.
Okay.
Blue pill.
Yeah, Democrat.
Dog pill.
And that turns you into a dog?
That's the only one I clicked.
Wait, you can decide which pill to take?
Yeah, you get to choose what pill you want to take.
On the website?
Yeah.
Holy, I got to go to this.
Don't do it on your phone.
Why?
I don't
you
know
could
if it's
do
phone.
It on your phone.
Oh, is it phone?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called? Matrix.com?
Go to matrix.com/dogpill.
No, I think it's like...
Oh, yeah. You want to...
What is the matrix?
That takes you straight to the dog pill. You want to choose the dog pill.
What is the matrix.com?
Yay!
Then you get to pick a pill.
Ooh, blue. Democrat.
Turn it up, dude.
That's what my dad would do. I'm scared.
Look what.
This is really scary.
Do you remember how you got here? What? You've lost your capacity to discern reality from fiction.
Oh.
What's real is here and now. 4:42 p.m. Anything else is just your mind playing tricks on you. It becomes a problem when fantasies endanger us. We don't want anyone to get hurt, do we?
That's how I check the time now. takes a while. That's how I check
the
time.
Yeah,
so
like,
what happens
we'll
if you take
there.
The red pill?
You get a slightly different version. I think it's also a different.
But wait. Voice. You can only do one pill.
I was blue, Democrat.
Okay, then put your phone away.
So were you blue or red? Be honest. We already know what Rod chose.
Yeah. I'm a dim dog.
Yeah, okay. And Keanu has long hair for everyone wondering.
Yeah, what didn't click on the dog pill?
So we want. I see, personally, I'm interested in what Keanu would look like with a little bit of a more of the shorter kind of hair. Right at this moment, because he's had this long hair for so long. But I'm happy to see him with the long hair.
Yeah. Were you satisfied with that trailer?
I'm very excited, and to tell you the truth, I don't know when that movie comes out.
Yeah.
Do y'all know? But if it's like within the
December
next year,
maybe? I don't know.
Try
I don't
not
know why
to even
I said
watch
that.
A trailer.
Okay. Well, that's all you're gonna see.
Because I'm gonna get too excited. I haven't even seen the other two Matrix movies. I've only seen the first
one. You haven't seen the other two?
No. Have y'all seen those?
I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them all. I've seen Animatrix.
Are they good?
The Animatrix, they live at Wacky Dot and Tacky, live in the water tower.
Now you're thinking Animaniacs.
No, I'm not. Animatrix, Wacky, Tacky, and Dot.
Wacky, Tacky, and Doc?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Animatrix.
What do they sound like again?
Hi, I'm your doctor, Doc. I don't know how you did it, but you ingested a whole fishbowl and it's intact and we need to get in there and get it out.
Who's that?
Doc. That was Doc. That
Who's
was
he
Doc.
Talking to?
Wacky,
his patient.
Wacky and Tacky.
What do they say back?
They go, that can't be right. A whole fishbowl?
A bowl of fish or?
No, just the glass, said the dog.
Oh, like where a fish lives.
Yeah. Gotcha. And then Tacky said his my favorite line of the whole show, which was, Doc, are you sure that this is a fishbowl in here?
That's your favorite line?
Yeah, it's kind of his catchphrase.
He always says, Doc, are you sure that
Doc,
this
are you
is
sure
a fishbowl?
There's that fishbowl? That's a fishbowl in there? He goes, we did the x-rays.
So they all just sort of sound normal, though. They don't have funny voices.
I did a funny voice.
Have you seen The Matrix?
The Matrix I've seen, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know why they'd be silly in the Animatrix, because it's a serious movie.
It's really confusing, yeah, I would agree. It's really confusing.
That's true.
So they're kind of just serious guys.
Mm. Well, the one ingested a fishbowl, apparently.
And what did eat a fishbowl?
Yeah. It's wild that there is a world where, because they're both Warner Brothers properties. Nowadays, I wouldn't be surprised if the Animaniacs popped up in The Matrix. We're basically living in a 1984 simulation.
Exactly.
So I saw The Matrix. So first time I ever saw The Matrix was when it came out on VHS when I was like 11 or 10 or something. Mm-hmm. And I was laying on my cousin's bedroom floor, and my cousins were watching it. They're older, my brother. And they were all, and they just couldn't believe it. And I was like, yeah, I'm just kind of waiting for them to get in a fight because I don't get this. I don't know what's going on. I don't have a goddamn clue. And then I didn't see it again until like 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew my mind, man, all this stuff they were doing.
You didn't know about any of it?
I knew about it.
Did you know that they were in a computer?
Oh, yeah, I knew. By then, I knew like what the plot was and all that stuff. But I just didn't watch it. And then I didn't see the other two.
The other two are okay.
Do you think I got to see those? Because everybody says that the Wachowskis have only ever made one good movie, and it's The Matrix.
Well, they're wrong.
I think Speed Racer is pretty cool.
Speed Racer is really fun.
I remember seeing Speed Racer in the theater and going, holy shit, that's awesome. This is going to be a huge deal.
This is going to be a big hit.
And then it was just like a giant bomb, right?
Yeah.
That sucks. They really went ham with that shit.
Yeah. Well, they're back.
They're back, baby.
And they're in San Francisco this time.
Ooh. What, they were in New York before?
I don't know where they were. Where were they, Ron?
I don't know.
In the trailer or the teaser, it looks like they are clearly in San Francisco, and that's where that is where they shot.
They shot a lot there, yeah.
And in the first movie, Neo's job is that he, like, what is he doing again?
He's a
businessman.
His office
he has
job?
He has a side gig of being a hacker.
And what's his name when he's a hacker?
Neo, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But there's something about a bunny or something.
The white rabbit?
You follow the white rabbit.
Gotcha. So, but what, doesn't he do some illegal internet shit?
Yeah, he's a hacker.
Yes.
But what's his
also
normal name?
But he's also a paper pusher.
Mr. Anderson. I don't know what his first name is, though.
Do you think that guy's back in it?
Mr. Anderson.
Is that guy still alive?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
that's Vigo. No, that's not Vigo.
That's not Vigo. No, I don't know.
What's that guy? No, he's alive, dude.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Vigo, not Vigo Mortensen, but like Scram Charner.
Oh, Scram Charner. Yeah.
No, it's
that
not
guy's so good.
Is he a Scram?
Oh, what? Hugo Boss.
Hugo Weaving?
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving.
It's kind of like Hugo Vigo.
Hugo Boss.
I'm like Vigo Weaving.
Big old boss.
Big old boss.
That's what you are, is a big old boss. Ooh, no. Anyway, I think Matrix is boosh.
That sounds like Ace of Spades.
Huh? Or, oh, Motorhead?
Wait.
Everyone who can't move, tell you how don't lose some boss house.
Oh, dude, imagine Lemmy saying boss house.
There's the boss of shows.
He's at the Rainbow Room or whatever
the
that
boss
place
of
is.
Sauce.
And going, this beer's
boss of sauce. All I've got to say about tonight is that it was absolutely boss shows.
Wouldn't he just like sit in the corner and play like a card, like a video card game?
Yeah, what
like his like big thing?
Didn't he do that while we lived in L.A.? Like, why didn't we just like
go to the Rainbow Room? Yeah, why didn't we go to the Rainbow Room?
Went to Michael Jackson's house.
I never stepped foot in that shit. We went to the house where Michael Jackson died in. I never walked into the whiskey. Never walked into the Rainbow Room. I remember being a kid or being when I first moved here and being too afraid to go to places like. I was alone, I had a car, and I never would just, like, go to watch a show at the Comedy Store because I was afraid.
Yeah, I get that.
And I was afraid to just, like, go to all those legendary venues. And then we finally did go to play a show at the Viper Room in our band, and that was, like, embarrassing.
Yeah.
Everybody was a total tool.
Like a 5 o'clock show?
Yeah, it was, like, daylight outside, and the band who we were opening for was, like, all glittery, and they were whack as fuck.
The Viper Room is very funny.
I did see a show at the Roxy, and that was a bad show. Bad music.
I went to... What did we saw? Wait. What was the thing that we saw at... what was that fucking venue? I can't think. That record label, Hopeless, did a thing at...
Oh, yeah. Troubadour. Who'd you see there?
That Hopeless record.
Oh, that's it. We saw a yacht there, I think, didn't we? Maybe. Do some Red Bull concert.
I forgot which one is the Troubadour.
The Troubadour is the coolest, in my opinion, out of all those.
Is the Wiltern? Was the Wiltern?
Wiltern is bigger. It's not like
that classic one.
Same vibe. No, that's like a theater. These are all just like rock venues. What else was cool? I mean, we went to the Largo. I saw My Chemical Romance perform Black Parade top to bottom right before that album came out.
Where?
At the Avalon. I was driving around right when I first moved to LA, and I heard on the radio, My Chemical Romance is about to do a pop-up show in 1 hour at the Avalon.
Remember when Rolling Stones did that?
Yeah, they did that at the Echo.
The hell?
The Echo?
Yeah.
The fuck?
The Echo play. One of them. It's not that big.
Whichever
of a
one was like the... slightly bigger
also, Lady Gaga did that at the Satellite.
Oh yeah, she did, and she didn't like the stage, so she had them build a new stage floor, and then they just kept it. That was nice.
Yeah, it was like a wrestling mat.
It was all bouncy.
Oh,
that was cool. Yeah, but we never went to whiskey. I didn't have a goddamn care. I look back at all the shit I could have done back then, and I was like, why the fuck didn't I do that?
Yeah, but if I did do that, who cares?
Clay.
Yeah, sorry. I'd rather go to the AMC and watch Jackass 3D for the fucking 50th time.
That's true. It wasn't even Jackass 3D, it was Jackass 2.
No, Jackass 2 was on Savannah Challenge.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't feel like, I mean, that Jackass 3D was a very fun theater experience.
Where did we see that?
I feel like I remember we saw it at like the shitty theater.
Huh?
Well, no. I remember seeing it at the AMC at the Promenade, where you had to go down the escalator.
That's cool.
That's where I remember.
I don't have. Well, no, we saw it a couple of times. We saw a lot of movies. Those were the good old days. Back then, you'd wake up every morning and you'd think, "There's gonna be another lit ass day."
Yep.
You wake up. Clay's already watching movie trailers.
Oh, Clay's watching movie trailers. AppleTrailers.com, and I go, "Ooh, Clay, is there a new trailer for The Dark Knight?" And he goes, "Yeah, you're gonna want to sit down for this one. Let's go to BatmanOnFilm.com.
Yes.
Look at a blurred out picture of Joker behind a piece of glass.
Paint glass.
We're pretty excited about this.
And then we fist bump for each other for the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
Then we film the first part of a sketch and don't ever even edit it.
Oh, yeah. Let's make a mumblecore film and just never
complete it. Yeah. Also, there was a time period where we were like, we need to hit each other in our things. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember we made a sketch where we thought it would be funny if I punched you in the face?
Maybe, that kind of reasonable.
And I was like mad at you for some reason, and it's not. There's nothing funny about it. And then I punch you.
You just were actually really mad at him in real life.
Well, the bit was like,
"Hey, Clay, I got a crazy idea for a sketch. How about I beat the shit out of you?"
The bit,
you
the I think, the sketch was that like you erased some drawing I did that I thought was cool, but it was like stupid, yeah. And so I punch you in the face.
Yeah.
That was the whole sketch.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Well, we were predicting Vine was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's move into the Vine apartments with Logan and the gang.
It's sad that, like, looking back, I'm like, God, we, like, not only am I grateful that we didn't ever have any success until our late 20s because everything we made was bad.
Yeah.
Well, really, until we were, like, 23. But all that time in between, whoo, if anybody would have seen that garbage-ass shit, me punching Clay in the face, yeah, that's hilarious. All of our half-assed short films, no need to get punched in the face, me, for thinking exactly. of it.
Devin was good.
That's not, Devin was good.
He made a few Devin good was short good. Films.
But we were 21, 22 by then. Those first three years.
We were drunk on beer.
By the time we got able to be drunk on beer.
That's when stuff got good.
Yeah. When you've been around the block a little bit. Am I right?
Jack off and everything.
Jacking off. Yeah, we just needed a few more Buraksha moments before we could really get down to the nitty-gritty.
Just drinking beer and jacking off.
Drinking beer, jacking off with the boys.
That's absolute Buraksha.
So what, you saw a movie?
Oh, and this movie was absolute Bauhaus.
Yeah, dude, you can't stop shutting up about the movie.
This was the most popular movie.
I said, dude, wait for the podcast.
And I said, Clay, I said, Boo Rock. And Clay said, I'm not going to say a Shaw until at the end of the podcast because you're too excited.
Exactly.
And Clay every time I've ever said Boo Rock, he's always said a Shaw. The entire time I've known him. And Clay, I held out my fist. I said, Boo Rock. Clay didn't even fist bump me back and say a shot. He said, save it for the end of the podcast.
Well, you used to say that a lot. 2008? I'd say Obama.
Yeah. You wouldn't say a shot back then. You'd say Obama.
Mm-hmm. And then we would go, yeah, yeah.
Well, Clay'd say, yeah, yeah, so hard that he would float a little bit and up into the clouds. And when he would go through the cloud, you would see a little puff of, like, clouds.
But it was because me and you were just big Shepherd Fairey fans.
We love Shepherd. Favorite artist? Shepherd.
Shepherd Fairey?
I love that guy.
You
take a photo, you put that, what is it, stencil effect on it?
And make hey,
it
I have blue an idea for a graphic.
Huh?
The Misfits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Wait, I think I'm getting another dynamite idea for a graphic. The Ramones?
Does he do that? I don't know. He's like badass.
It's all just like graphic tees.
Well, he's boss sauce.
He's boss sauce. Seems like a nice guy. I feel like we know.
Oh, absolutely.
We know someone that knows him.
Yeah.
And have only reported great things about him, especially how nice he is.
He started a revolution.
That's true.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Anyway, yeah, so we couldn't see this in the movie because it wasn't in the theater. And or else we would have gone to the theater. And so I'm a curious guy. This is the number one streamed movie of all time or something in a weekend. And it's called Vacation Friends. And I love
which it. Everyone has heard of because it's so popular.
And it's not right out the gate, great title.
Well, it's everybody is familiar with Vacation Friends.
If you got a movie title that's like, well, you know the movie Vacation?
Yeah.
Why couldn't they call that Vacation Family?
Exactly.
I need to know more.
And you know what? I wanted to
Who
name
said
it.
This?
I was like, why Vacation? You're missing Vacation Family in a car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, they fixed that with the later ones. European Vacation.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what's going on.
Thank God.
European Vacation.
And those are all the better ones. Vegas Vacation is the best.
I do really love Vegas Vacation.
So, Vacation Friends. I'm like, thank God. I love Friends and I love Vacation. I'm going to love this. Just as much as I love... You know what I love?
I got a great idea.
Huh?
What if the Rugrats went to Vegas? Go on. Sorry. Why? Who thought of that?
Did they do that?
Yes, the second.
No, that's in Paris.
No, yeah, the Rugrats in Paris.
They're not going to Vegas.
You're thinking of
Viva Rock Vegas.
You're thinking of Rock Vegas, and that's the Flintstones.
They went to Paris. So I want to go to Paris.
Well, Tommy loves French stuff. Escargot. Remember how funny escargot was in the 90s?
Yeah.
Nothing. You know, funnier than that.
No. There's one thing funnier than that.
Huh?
Preparation H.
Ooh. Butthole cream.
Remember that? That was like in every joke.
Oh yeah,
it was like in. It was in like all probably every single Austin Powers movie. They probably said
you gotta have preparation age. And guess I mean I was watching it and I was thinking boss sauce every time they would say it.
I had no idea what it was, but I agree. I was singing boss sauce.
I would. Ooh, I was laughing.
It was more popular than Ben Gay.
Ooh, remember we had a department store in our hometown called Gayfers.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, yeah, that's just normal. Gayfers.
Did it close?
Yeah, it closed down.
Sad.
So, Vacation Friends. I just want to know what the movie is in the title. You know what I love, Clay?
What's up?
Christmas parties. You know what else I love? Offices.
Yes.
Mix those together. Office Christmas party. You got a movie, and I'm buying the ticket.
Exactly.
Okay. Same thing with Vacation Friends. I would have bought 400 tickets.
He would have bought out a whole theater, invited all his Facebook
Can I
friends.
Tell you what happened? What really happened?
Yeah.
You and Rod were together?
Yeah. Rodberry.
Rodberry. And he's related to Blueberry.
My cousin.
I love the boys in Blueberry.
Yeah.
And that's who he's related to. And he picked who he's related to. Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
So... what was I talking about? They said, you want to see office party? And you said, no. And Roger goes, no. They said, Christmas office party? And you're like, I think I have a better grasp on this movie.
Yeah.
And Roger was like, no. And they said, Christmas office party with DJ Miller? And Rod said, yes.
Rod said, yeah, I think I'm going to need 3 tickets.
Yes.
Rod likes to get more tickets. So that he can try to find people from the street to sit
by
him.
No, he said, for my 2 dates. And he showed the guy his left and right hand.
Because those things are going to
jerk off. And then he jerked off at the theater.
Oh, wow.
With 2 hands.
With 2 hands? I switch off.
Well, so the movie begins. This couple is on vacation and they ask you, they're getting engaged on vacation in somewhere in Hawaii or something. They run into another couple of nice people, John Cena and someone and Meredith.
He's funny.
And Lil Rel, and I don't know all the actors' names, but These people are all great, funny, talented people, and they're all goofing off together. And John Cena and Meredith, I think her name's Hagner. She's from Search Party. She's great. They're a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
And they're all goofing off with each other. And
are they jacked up on beer?
Lil Rel and his fiance, they're like more reserved.
They're not jacked up on beer.
But they have a really good time together.
On beer?
Yeah. And Lil Rel, I think, gets Meredith pregnant by accident because they like do too many drugs and like hook up with each other, all of them.
Together?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then a long time goes by and Lil Rel and his fiance, let me figure out her name, they're like doing wedding stuff. And
saying I do.
Yeah. And then John Cena and Meredith Hagner show up. Oh, Yvonne Ori.
What was the first name?
Meredith Hagner.
Yeah, what was that name?
Meredith Hagner is John Cena's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling
me. Or wife or something. Right. So they're all goofing off, and John Cena and Meredith show up, and you know, then they do like mushrooms by accident, and they're just like goofing off. And
at the preparation for the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, Yvonne's family is like really serious, and Lil Rel's is not. John Cena's a Marine.
Now you have my attention.
Yeah.
He's a Marine in the movie?
Yeah.
Or he's a Marine in real life?
In the movie. But he also is in a movie called The Marine.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
I did service in a thing called The Marines.
How long?
4 years.
How many? Where'd you go?
I went to... We had a war in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the hackers.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
do you ever do any Iraq, time in Iran, Korea?
And North and South Korea.
In North?
Yeah, we had a war in North Korea.
What was that like?
When?
Yesterday.
Oh, you're still on duty sometimes.
He's in the reserves.
Yeah.
So when did you get home?
I do about two duties a day. One for the Marines, one in the toilet.
That was really funny.
And I only wipe for one of them.
That's nice.
Yep.
But you salute for both.
Don't we have both, of course.
I remember as a kid and somebody say you gotta do your duty and you go, ooh, you just said something funnier than I'm gonna hear all day.
Yes.
Yeah, so these knuckleheads, they're all running around goofing off. And
having fun.
Meredith Hagner's pregnant.
Wait, so, okay. They were... Are these two different events that you're describing?
Yeah, they went on vacation where they became friends. Vacation friends.
That's where the friends
then
come
7 months later, they're at their wedding stuff.
Okay,
doing
and
that.
Doing that. Okay.
And I'm like, Bay Rakasha, you got two big moments.
Yeah.
Bay Rakasha.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say some crazy shit is going on. To be honest. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah,
I'll allow it this one time.
And luckily, y'all were watching it independently of me. Mm-hmm. I turned it off right there. I said, okay, this movie was the most watched movie of all time or something.
Yeah.
In the last weekend, so...
I can tell you how it ends.
Okay. So that's what I wanted to just kind of feel it out. It's not for me. Even though I loved every single
movie. Lil Rel was like, all right. You guys have to get your act together.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to have my wedding. And then John Cena says, well, that gives me an idea. A beer idea. He grabs a beer. And then Lil Rel just rolls his eyes and he goes, this again? And then John Cena gets a phone call. Says, we're going to need you in North Korea. Clay's there.
Clay's already
Clay's
there.
That you're yeah, in Clay's the, you're mentioned there. In the movie?
Yes, yesterday. And
the movie takes place yesterday.
Yes. And I was going, hey, dude, you're not going to believe it. There's freaking aliens here.
What the?
Yeah, that's why no one talks about this place.
North Korea?
Yeah.
Because there's aliens. There's
you got there, aliens you saw there. The aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you called John Cena.
Yeah, I said, you need to come down here, dude.
And this is in the movie? Or
you bring some handguns. Because what kills aliens are handguns.
Right.
They're actually allergic to the bullets.
Well, the bullet goes through them, and it does.
Technically, they're kind of allergic to it.
Kind of allergic to them. And so he came down, and we had beers.
You had beers?
Did John Cena give an alien?
Did you guys kill the aliens?
We partied.
Did he give an alien an FU?
We did more of a drink brew.
Not an FU, a drink brew, right? Yeah.
So he didn't hit one alien with his finishing maneuver.
Yeah. And then I came back to America. And me
wait,
and
so
me
you mean
five knuckle shuffle?
Stop talking.
Okay.
And that's what Rod calls his when he's,
when he jacks off with his five fingers. Ooh, time for a five flush truffle shuffle.
Time for a five knuckle shuffle, duffle shuffle.
I mean, that's what it is.
Anywho, me and Whitney were getting married the next day.
Wait, you got married today?
Before going to the dentist. And John Cena showed up with beers. And I go, it's not time for that now. And he goes, my apologies.
And he's polite.
Yeah, and I go, Hail America. And we both saluted.
And that's the end?
Yeah.
So, wait.
And I can confirm that is how the movie ends.
Did you kill any of the aliens? Or are they just still running around North Korea?
Killed some brain cells with how many beers I drank with my pal.
I mean, some of the aliens might have got sick from how many beers they drank.
Yeah.
That is fun, and I wish I would have finished it.
Yeah.
And for as good as that is, and even though I didn't finish it, just knowing the end, I give it an absolute 10 out of 10. And I give it 2 Barakashas, a Boss Sauce, and...
Don't leave me hanging.
And I give it a yeah.
Robert, you give it?
I'm going to have to give it a perfect 10 out of 10. It's a yeah for me.
How many stars are on a flag?
50.
10. How many stripes are on a flag? 10.
10.
10 out of 10 is what I'd give it.
But how many yeah-yeahs?
Friggin' 20.
20 yeah-yeahs?
Yeah.
What about Barakashas?
14. And 1 Barack Obama.
What about Boshos?
4.
You get that's a lot, dude. Y'all don't realize how big Boss Sauces are.
Yeah.
How big are Boss Sauces? Like 14 square feet?
Yep.
That's huge.
It's a really big.
If anyone asks you how big a Boss Sauce is, 14 square feet.
Yeah, let them know.
That's wild, dude. Yeah, so y'all gotta go watch this movie.
Yeah.
Vacation Friends.
Check it out. Go to Netflix.com.
It's Hulu, Rod.
It's on Hulu?
Yes, Rod, the most streamed thing of all time.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah.
How
is something on Hulu the most streamed thing of all time?
Clay, you need to stop making fun of Hulu.
I'm sorry.
Wait. You've been making fun of Hulu nonstop since this podcast started. What are you watching most of your shit on?
What are you saying to me, bitch?
What are you watching most of your shit on?
I'm going to have to say HBO Max.
Me too.
Yeah, same.
That app fucking chugs, dude.
If you pause HBO Max, you're done for the day.
Yeah, HBO.
Like, we're not coming back.
Fucking clocking out, dude. Yeah. You've been doing what?
Yeah.
It's Jurassic Park. Just fucking finish it. Come on.
Watch it all the way through or don't watch it at all. What the fuck?
What's going on? Is it because they got all the best stuff so they take up more space or some shit?
I don't fucking know, dude. I think they rushed it.
They've had it for a long time now.
I don't know, dude. Come on. How is Criterion just a smoother service than HBO Max?
Yeah, who's Max? Somebody needs to talk to Max.
I saw the other day?
Huh.
Irmavip.
What the fuck you say?
Irmavip.
Irmavip?
Irmavip.
What's that?
It's a movie from the 90s by the guy who did Personal Shopper. He did all those movies. Clouds of San Maria.
Clouds of San Maria.
And it's like, that's a freaking 10 out of 10 movie. I'll tell you that one right now.
Really? I like Clouds of Sils Maria.
Yeah.
Personal Shopper.
I never finished Personal Shopper.
I think I liked Personal Shopper, but I was like annoyed. But I liked it.
Yeah.
But I think it probably is meant to annoy you. It's like trolling you a little bit with the ghost shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I appreciate a subtle ghost, though.
Irmavip? Oh, that's crap. That's been crap I've been meaning to see for a long time. It's like one of those like movies that has like Sonic Youth in it and stuff.
Ah. So the, like, music or
the music, yeah. It's like a very youthful film.
Yeah. Did you guys happen to see the clip I posted of the guy going full line read energy of with Nail and I?
Oh yeah.
There's just a cop who goes, like, he has one line, and this is his way. He chooses to say it. One line in the whole movie. And I'm wondering, do you think this was the director's idea?
Yeah, it's the director's idea. It's part of the comedy of the movie. I mean.
Or do you think this guy just kind of, like, had his one thing that he did?
No, dude. That was the button on the whole scene.
What movie is this?
Look here, my cousin's a QC. Get in the back of the van!
See, it's
awesome.
Yeah, it's the director all the way, my man. He knew what he was doing behind the camera.
No, I'm just
saying. It would be really funny if, like, the actor came in and was like, this is what I'm
doing. This is my idea.
And they try to cut around it.
Really funny. Worth it. Watch the movie. Great movie. Really great for that one line.
Yeah.
I just love a movie where two guys are wearing some cool jackets. A lot of good movies are about two guys in cool jackets.
Yeah.
In fact, if the movie opens up, there's a couple of guys and they're wearing some cool jackets, there's, I'd say, a 95% chance it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I challenge our listeners to tell me a movie with two cool guys in jackets, cool jackets, that is bad.
I mean, The Alzheimer's, My Own Private Idaho.
Absolutely. Gus Van Sant's littered with them.
Oh, yeah. My man thinks of the jacket before he thinks of the actor.
Yeah. I love that. I think
he
that,
picks
you know,
the jacket out. And
where he sort of lost his way with the movies that I think he still makes great movies, but they obviously aren't as iconic as those, the run of, like, the four, Own Private Idaho, Drugstore Cowboy, Good Will Hunting, To Die For.
Boys?
Well, there's Boys. No, it's not the Boys. It's the jackets. Great jackets.
I don't know. I don't care about the Boys.
Huh?
He went Boys. He went younger.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Now his movies are about, like, 12-year-old boys, and they don't wear jackets. They wear, like, a hoodie.
I mean, Elephant's a great movie, but...
It is a great movie, but...
It doesn't have the fucking flair.
Mm-mm.
It's more... I mean, he's trying to make slow cinema, is what he's doing. He does a really good job of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean... Last Days? Good director. But only one jacket.
And yeah, Harmony Korine. Two guys.
Harmony Korine's in that movie, too. Very interesting part.
Yeah, it's not two jackets.
Yeah, but that's part of a slow cinema trilogy.
What was the third one of that?
Jerry.
Never seen Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry was too slow for me.
That one, they didn't even have a script, right? They just went into the desert or wherever that takes place.
Yeah, but it's based on, like, a true story. Of...
Yeah, call me when it's about Jerry Sue, the pro skater.
Exactly.
Trying to find those. Did you know he's sort of a night crawler with that shit?
Like, he goes on The Citizen or something?
Yeah.
Really?
That's how he finds all those photos.
I almost took a picture of that, the dump truck in the car, and I'm like, if I got hit by a car, I don't want anyone taking a photo of this, so I'll put my phone down.
Yeah, he talks about it somewhere where he's like, it's hard, like, to find the line of, like, being respectful or, you know?
Yeah, but if that's what he does, that's what he does, you know?
How many people do you think were inspired by the movie Nightcrawler to go become Nightcrawlers?
I don't know. It's kind of a recent movie.
Yeah, I know, but don't you think, like, people saw that and were like, oh, that's a fun idea. I'm fucked up. Let's go.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, paparazzi, that's a... Dude, it's just weird. I drive by, like, a lot of, like, movie premieres for some reason. I don't know why this happens.
Because we live in Hollywood.
I drove by... Oh, that's right. Oh, it's on the way to the Oscars.
You go into the.
I drove past the fucking Cinderella. Prime Video presents Cinderella. It's a premiere at the fucking at the Greek Theater.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And because it's outdoors. And there's, like, fucking tons of paparazzi there, and I go, "Who are you here for?"
Right, because there's not really famous people in the way that there used to be.
But they make money. They do it because they have to. They have to send it. To
I think,
like,
that there's just so many now.
And now
there's, well, like, so many people who are kind of famous.
Yeah, there's not, like, the same type of famous person. And if there is paparazzi of people, it's like, it seems often like they were hired to be there. to like take pictures of Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Money,
though, because like, let's say Machine Gun Kelly, fucking goes on stage and farts for an hour or something, and then comes home and he shits his pants and he films it or something. If they're gonna write a story about it, you need a photo of him, and so you go to get a photo of him, and you have to pay for that photo.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly shit his pants. Here's a picture of him farting on stage.
Yeah, but it's like, or if he did something in private, and you just need a photo of him to run the story, you just need a photo of him like walking into a movie premiere, and so that gets you money. Like, it does make you money, but it's sad.
Yeah. It ain't right, I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to start doing it.
I'm surprised you don't already, honestly.
Well, he does do it, but he doesn't sell them.
Yeah, that's true. Remember when you found my headshot in the trash?
No, I put it in the trash and I took a photo of it. What? No, I did find it in the trash.
No, you found it in the trash.
Yeah. It was a...
Where was it?
It's at the... it was at 3 Arts, the place that reps me.
And you wanted to be rep by them because of Louis C.K. and Aziz.
Uh-huh. My guys.
Yes. Who do you want to get rep by? Well, where's my guys at? And they say, say no more, King.
Say no more, King. We got Louis, we got Aziz, and we got... I'm sure they have some other... Chris D'Elia. Yeah. Not anymore, though.
Really?
Not anymore.
They kicked him to the camp?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. Do you ever thank your fucking stars? This is obviously not for Rod. That you're not just like a horny person.
Oh yeah,
he was just like horny all the time. Oh, like these guys,
and it actively affects your life. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Rod.
It is a curse.
I know this is triggering you, but there's people like I remember even in high school we'd have pals whose just their entire life was like I gotta fuck. I want it. Oh my god, you see your fucking tits. And just being like, Jesus fucking Christ. Listen, I love huge honking milkers as much as the next guy.
Right.
But even when I was a kid, I wasn't trying to talk about them all the time.
I love bikinis as much as the boys.
Yeah. And Clay will do a like subtle little fist bump if a bikini walks by.
If he sees a bikini,
I'll scream, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't help that.
Yeah.
He can't. But that's just like how men. That's just like being a human.
Hey,
being.
That's how men are.
Yeah,
we deserve rights too.
That's locker room talk.
That is locker room talk. What if that was what they were saying? Is like, sometimes when I see a beautiful woman, I just think, yeah, yeah. And Billy Bush goes, oh my God, the Donald, you're so hilarious. And he goes, no, I'm serious. A woman walks by, like the other day, I was talking to a woman in a furniture store, and I thought to myself, you're so beautiful. Boo Rakasha. Oh my God, Donald. Yes. It's insane. And that's what Hillary tried to cancel him with. I think to myself, Boo Rakasha. Honestly, she is Boshosh. Is she not Boshosh?
Kind of sound like Howard Stern a little bit, right?
I used to be able to do Howard Stern.
You don't sound like Howard Stern. It's just the way you're talking. I have Howard Stern in my mind because he's back.
What do you mean he's back?
Was he gone?
Yeah, he took his summer off. Now he's back.
Doesn't he only work like 2 days a week?
If that. No. He works 3 days a week. And tomorrow, Metallica, Miley Cyrus, and Elton John are doing a thing together. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to do one special. And I agreed to it in the beginning of the summer. And I regret that I agreed to it. I hate doing this. And I'm like, dude, you don't even have to leave your house. Like,
he doesn't leave his house?
No. Steve Martin and Martin Short did it today. They went to the studio.
And he wasn't there?
He wasn't there.
So he's doing a Terry Gross.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he leave his house? Because of COVID?
No, he's like deathly afraid of COVID. And he's vaccinated. He's everything, you know.
I haven't heard a new interview of his in like years. What are they like? Because what made Howard Stern cool to me or interesting is when he was like not the richest guy ever, so he was obsessed with money and other people's careers. But it came from this like kind of charming jealous place that I liked a lot. So it's like, what is he like now that he's the
He's been like that rich for like 10 years now, hasn't he?
Sometimes the interview is incredible. Sometimes they're a miss. But I'm not there for the interviews. I'm there for the drama within the...
The whack pack?
The whack pack, and mainly inside the office. I like to see what people are yelling at.
Does he still do that nowadays? Oh, yeah. The whack pack?
He doesn't do it so much with the whack pack, even though he does do that. But it's mainly just in-office drama. But anywho, gang, that's the Howard Stern Show, and I've been Baba Booey, and,
Baba Booey.
Yeah, hit him with I'm. Okay, anything else, gang?
No, thanks for listening, guys, and, if you're in L.A., get tickets for my show at the Largo on September 30th.
Rod, what are you?
You can watch me on Twitch, I guess.
Okay. Bye, gang.
Bye.